This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. On Saturday, the 8th of February, ParaPride are marking LGBTQ plus history with a celebration of the disabled community. At Hoxton Hall in London from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m, you can enjoy a lineup of great entertainment and discussion, including drag, acrobatic and comedy performances, alongside a panel reflecting on why disability is still considered incompatible with sex-related topics. To learn more, we're joined by ParaPride co-founder and community engagement director, Daniel Lull. Hi, Daniel. Thanks so much for joining us. Can you give us some background into ParaPride and why you created the organisation?
Yes. So ParaPride is an empowerment charity. We advocate for the visibility, education and awareness of disabled LGBTQ plus people. We founded in 2019, so we are fairly recent. We are turning six this year, and I am the co-founder of ParaPride. We are a grassroots organization. We are voluntary run. We are a community-led organization. And our lived experiences are really at the core of our charity values. And the need for an organization like ParaPride came from my personal experiences of being a gay man and also becoming disabled later on in life. So I became disabled at the age of 40 due to having meningitis. And really realizing how easy it can be for a disabled person to feel left out and excluded from the community, and how suddenly also it can happen. I really felt that there was a need to address the lack of inclusion for disabled people, and also a need for more accessible LGBTQ plus spaces. In the UK, there are still very few accessible LGBTQ plus spaces. And I think it's really important to reflect on the fact that, you know, when we talk about accessibility and accessible spaces, you know, it's not only linked to the infrastructural accessibility, you know, having the step-free access and having accessible toilet and stuff like that. You know, we really also mean the negative attitudes as well, and the negative behaviors of people that is also preventing inclusion. And finally, also, we wanted to promote and celebrate body positivity. So through ParaPride's work, we provide training and workshops to help organizations become more aware of the needs of LGBTQ plus disabled people. We really want to promote and run events and activities to build a better understanding of disability and being LGBTQ plus, as well as other intersectionalities, and being able to celebrate disability talent. So, you know, we're really aware of the fact that there is a misrepresentation of disabled people, often portrayed as the vulnerable community in need of special care, in need of special assistance. And, you know, we really want to be able to show that there's more to us as a community. So we really work with organizations, you know, to be able to educate the wider public and, you know, creating awareness about the challenges faced by our communities. But, you know, we are also keen to share our stories of empowerment, stories of success. We also drive research on issues about inclusion that impact our communities, with a particular focus on disability and LGBTQ+.
In organising an event like ParaPride, where you're really celebrating this intersection of disability and LGBTQ+ identity, what have you done to try and make it as inclusive and accessible for the people that will be attending?
ParaPride is really committed to creating inclusive spaces and accessible and enjoyable events in safe environments for our community, as well as for friends and supporters, etc. So we will be providing BSL interpreters, you know, throughout the event, live captions as well during the panel. We partner with Hoxton Hall, which is a great venue. We're returning there for the second year running. And, you know, the venue itself is an old Edwardian building, but in recent years, they invested a lot to make the venue more accessible. Ground level is accessible and has step-free access. There are, of course, accessible toilets available. We will be providing a quiet space for anyone who needs to take a little bit of time out. And also, we will be using descriptive language, thinking of the visually impaired community. We also have volunteers to be able to support with the audio description if it's required. Through the booking system as well, there is a way for attendees to be able to share their accessibility requirements as well. And also, I think it's always really important to have visibility and representation on our lineup of performers. Each one of them is representative of our community. So all of our performers have like different great talents and different level of performances. A few of them, like Asifa Lahore, who's a great drag artist. She is visually impaired. And also we have a comedian called Jeffrey So, who's also a visually impaired person. So we really want to be able to bring that level of visibility and representation among our lineup of performances.
Can you give us an overview of what the day will involve?
You know, every year we try to bring something new. So this year we have a spectacular lineup, you know, ranging from drag like Crip Ladywood, comedians like Alex Gibbon and Ariel Mel, who presents these like beautiful acrobatic performances. We also have a burlesque dancer, a new performer who will be with us for the first time this year, Alexandra St. Payne. It will be hosted by Son of a Tutu, who's one of the best drag artists in the country. But another great element of this event is the dissection panel discussion. We have great guest speakers this year. I will be co-hosting the panel with my associate, Roxy Murray. We have great speakers like Lucy Webster, a journalist and activist, Essie Hardy, who's a Power Pride ambassador and also disability inclusion expert. And we have Elda Silva, who's an advisor and mentor. So, you know, we will be having a really relatable and insightful conversation about disability and sexuality, the naked truth about disability and sexuality, sex and sexuality and sexual identities. These are all very favorite topics among mainstream LGBTQ plus media landscape. But disability is often left out of these conversations. So we will be reflecting on why is disability still considered incompatible with sex-related topics. We want to talk about love and dating, body positivity, feeling desirable, and take the opportunity to address the taboos and misinformation that really are preventing us, you know, from expressing these aspects of our lives. Finally, a really big part of the event is, of course, providing a space for all of our attendees to socialize and connect and feel safe. So we created the community networking area, and there we have a few community partners who will be promoting their work. We have Positive East, we have Dazzle Lambeth, we have Stonewall Housing, Inclusion London, Black Thrive Lambeth. So yeah, all of this will be happening. We open the doors at 12. The performances start at 1, and we will have two long intervals in between, so people will really have the opportunity to get a good feel of the day and really enjoy everything about it.
Yeah, it sounds like an amazing day full of great events. So can you give us a reminder of the date and how can people book tickets and come along?
The date is Saturday, 8th of February. You know, people can come in right at the start and stay throughout the day, or people can also come and go whenever. We will be sharing a program so people will know exactly what will be happening at what time. Tickets are available online through the Eventbrite link. The general admission is £7.50, but we do have concessions at £5. And we also have some free tickets for carers, companions. And the event link can also be found throughout our social media channels and our website. Instagram is powerpride.world. And then X, Facebook and LinkedIn is just literally at Power Pride. And the YouTube channel is Power Pride YouTube. You can visit our website on powerpride.org.
Well, thank you so much, co-founder and community engagement director of Power Pride, Daniel Lull, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Amelia. Thank you very much, RNIB.